This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, buddy. Appropriate music. What a day. What a day. So much going on. I'll tell you what, how about we do this? Considering the week that was for our Washington Nationals, how about we turn our attention to something a little bit different? Hi, everybody. I'm Chris Stocky. Welcome to Overtime and a special NBA draft edition of Overtime at that. I'm joined by my man, Linnell Willingham, behind the glass. We got a lot going on. So many storylines out there in virtually every sport, and some of them are sort of parallel storylines. You know, when you look what's going on with the Nats and with the Wizards as well, you've got decisions to make about stars, one homegrown, one not homegrown, but stars nevertheless. You know, today, Max Scherzer gets a start in Philadelphia. Arguably the not just the best free agent signing in the history of Washington sports, but really one of the top four or five ever. I mean, consider all that he accomplished in 7 years. Yet it's almost inevitable that he gets traded at some point in time over the course of the next 15, 16 hours. It just has to happen. It looked like the deal was imminent to the San Diego Padres as recently as an hour ago, but not so fast. You got a lot of teams lining up, taking their best shots right now. San Francisco, Dodgers, all making the pitch. And also Max has okayed the possibility of going to the Boston Red Sox. Bit of a surprise. They're the outlier in the group. Obviously, the rest of them are NL West teams. So, maybe the lesson to be learned is that sometimes you got to take a step back to get better. You know, Max is going to bring in a haul, hopefully. And, you know, it's a competitive situation out there for a guy with his resume for sure. And Linnell, that brings us to your Washington Wizards. So, again, Max was a great Nat, arguably the best since they moved here. I mean, some people would say Ryan Zimmerman has to be in that conversation. I think he does too. But in terms of what he accomplished, phenomenal. Bradley Beal, I mean, his numbers. Think about this five-year stretch that he has had. 26 points per game, 5 assists per game, just short of 5 rebounds per game. His shooting splits over that time, 37% from 3, 83% from the free throw line. But they are in the NBA's middle earth right now. It took a Herculean run by Russell Westbrook to get them into the playoffs. I don't know that Lightning will ever strike twice like that again. By the way, that same Russell Westbrook is the subject of many a trade rumor as we speak. Possibility of him going to the Lakers. We're going to get to that in a second because the proposed deal that it is out on Twitter. Of course, we know Twitter is never wrong, but what has been at least surmised on Twitter is unreal if the Wizards can in fact do it. So let's take the Bradley Beal situation first. I am of a mind, as much as I hate to say it, that again, you can fool yourself into thinking that you can finish 7th, 8th, 9th. That doesn't get you better. That doesn't get you where you want to go. And ultimately, you know, I think for this franchise to do what they need to do, you got to be bold. Russell Westbrook, and I know people will say, yeah, they're just getting a lot of spare parts for Russell Westbrook. They're losing a $44 million albatross of a salary is what they're losing. That's a big deal. Not insignificant. You are of a mind, I know, my friend, because we had this discussion. You say keep Bradley Beal at all costs.
You can't let a talent like that, you can't give him away. I know it's not going to end up with them actually giving him away. They're going to get pieces in return, but you're talking about draft picks that you're hoping pan out. This is a ready-to-go guy. I'm not of the belief that you got to tear the whole thing down to get better. He's your building block to your future.
How about if I propose this trade? And this was on, this apparently was, now you see a lot of these insane trade proposals out there, some of which may be somewhat realistic, others are not. For instance, the delusional Philadelphia 76ers offered up, just an incredible trade. Ben Simmons and they wanted 4 picks from the Warriors. They wanted basically a Harden-esque sort of haul. And Ben Simmons is not James Harden. And I think somebody is in that situation is probably smoking something. But one of the things that we saw earlier in the week is a proposed deal with Beal that makes a little bit more sense. And that is going to the Warriors for James Wiseman, who I am very high on. I really like his game. I love the potential that he's got for it. And the 7th and 14th picks of this draft. No?
What are you going to do with 7 and 14? Are you packaging them to move up?
Maybe.
My thing is, why wish upon a star that you're going to hit on one of these lottery picks when you already got one? Exactly.
Yeah, you've got one that's costing you, obviously the cost has to go into it. I just think the wheels are in motion with Tommy Shepard right now. If he's getting that kind of play, by the way, the Russell Westbrook haul is just that. I think it involves Kyle Kuzma, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell is in on that, as well as the Lakers pick tonight in the draft, the 22nd pick of the draft. And I've already got people shaking their heads in here like, that's nothing. That's not enough for Russell Westbrook. But again, you got a guy who's in his 30s, a point guard who's in his 30s with a lot of miles on him, who's going to cost you a lot of money over the next couple of years. These may be assets that you in turn move elsewhere. You split them up and move elsewhere. But again, sometimes you have to move back before you move forward. Feedback?
I think it's time to move on. We've seen what Bradley Beal can do for the team by himself, and I feel like it's year in and year out that we get at this point in the offseason where he kind of ponders, should I leave, should I stay? And the team tries to put pieces around him. They did it when they moved on from Wall to bring in Westbrook, and now they're rumored to bring in KCP and Kuzma and Harrell, and these are not – You're not getting better. This is not getting you out of the first round, and I don't know what they would have to do other than blow it up altogether to kind of put together a new roster.
Again, the Middle Earth is no place to be in the NBA, and that's where they're sort of destined to stay if it's sort of business as usual. By the way, the Lakers have been shopping Kuzma and KCP to pretty much anybody who will listen. They're also trying, again, if you believe what you read, they're trying like hell to get Buddy Hield out of Sacramento. He's a guy who's going to space the floor for him, a 41% career three-point shooter. So, there's so many moving parts, and there is 1 hour and 6 minutes until the NBA draft starts.
We haven't even gotten started yet.
Yeah, and we've already had a little bit of movement. Landry Shamet goes to Phoenix for the 29th pick, I believe was what Philly got in return. Ricky Rubio to the Cavs, which may mean that Colin Sexton is on his way out. I mean, Sexton's a guy who averaged 24 points a game, but has terrible, metrics. Terrible metrics. But is that because he's playing? I had a high school coach who used to say, you play with garbage, you play like garbage. So what's the truth there? And how much do you rely on the metrics, and how much do you rely on the fact that on a lousy team, he carried him when he was healthy, 24.5 points per game. So, man, there's a lot to bite off for these teams. And there's so many moving parts. By the way, I'm going to put aside Bradley Beal pouting, because that's what they do. That's what superstars do. And that's sort of the MO for these guys. And it just so happens he's close to home. We see it a little up close and personal. But you see that from a lot of guys with that kind of pedigree. So I'm going to leave that one be for right now. Yeah?
I mean, you see a lot of guys do that, but then they end up moving. I feel like he pouts and then stays and then pouts and then stays. Like, pick a side.
Well, he's also got the juice there in that, these guys, Who's got more clout? A guy who's making the 35, well, 33, I think is what he makes. Tommy Shepard trying to make things work. And if he can pull off a trade for Westbrook at this point in time, I'm all for it myself. But that's just me talking. Again, special edition of Overtime NBA Draft Edition. We got a lot coming up. Draft starts in just over an hour. I think everybody knows who the first three or four picks are, but there's likely to be a lot of movement prior to those first three or four picks that's going to make it a really compelling night. I'm Chris Nocke.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listening to Overtime. We're less than 1 hour away, T-minus 60 minutes away from the NBA Draft. This is Overtime and an NBA Draft special. I'm Chris Nocke. Linnell Willingham joining me up behind the glass here. Got a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, and I'm kind of struck by one of the things we talked about prior to the break, Linnell, about sort of the leverage. If you believe what you read, Russell Westbrook actually asked out of D.C., if you believe what you read, Bradley Beal has asked in, decided he did not want to be traded. First of all, do you believe both of those?
I don't believe that Beal said anything extra than we've heard him say. And with Russ Westbrook asking out, I think that makes more sense.
Going back to LA, and you know these guys all talk, you know, and trying to put a kind of a special band back together. It was such a bad year for the Lakers in terms of expectations and results. I can believe that part of it. And maybe Beal, by not saying anything, implicitly is saying, I want to stay. There was some speculation I had read. I'm trying to get you off your spot here a little bit here, okay? All right? I'm going to fly at the shooter, okay? So there was some speculation if you read some hometown papers, Boston or Portland or whatever, you know, they're kind of myopic in the sense that they're just looking at their team. They're not taking a broad treetops level view of the league at all, which is cool. It's kind of interesting to see what fan bases are talking about, what they're thinking about. So I was reading something out of a Boston website where they were talking about, of course, Beal is longtime friends with Jason Tatum. They grew up together in St. Louis. They go back. They're thick as thieves. They go back a long, long way. I think one of the reasons why Beal was so disappointed with what happened with the Olympic team, with USA Basketball, was the fact that he wanted to play with Tatum. I think that was a big attraction for him. So one of the things that you see is a Jaylen Brown trade that involves Jaylen Brown, who I think is damn good. Okay, he's not Bradley Beal. I'm not saying that. But you throw in, you know, Robert Williams here, draft picks, first-round picks. Is there anything, would Jaylen Brown get you off the spot a little bit? Or is there anybody out there that you'd say, yeah, you know what, that's something that I'd like to see?
Like, I'm not naive. Like, of course Jaylen Brown moves the needle for you.
Yeah.
I'm saying that would have to be the starting point of my return asking package, is a proven star than these lottery picks that could flame out in the next 3 years.
Okay,
something guaranteed.
Okay, so that interesting. That's what my next question was. Okay, so say you could get, and you know, Beal is worth more than a top four pick, probably, certainly more than a top four pick. Say you could trade into a situation. I don't know which one of these top four or five guys that you really like, or maybe you don't like any of them. Maybe you just think it's all a guess. But is there anybody that you would trade up for to get yourself, you know, the guy, the young guy that you want on a rookie deal?
In tonight's draft?
Yes.
If they could get all the way up to one, obviously, that would be Cade Cunningham, who's obviously the crown jewel of the class.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, I really like Suggs.
I do too.
I think his ability to create off the bounce, I think he would fit perfectly, you know?
This is also, you know, this is the golden age of point guards in the NBA. I mean, you look around, there's so many stars playing that position right now. That if you don't have one, it's such a detriment, and it's so hard to overcome that, you know. And these guys don't grow on trees, you know. And when they come around like this, and I think Suggs, because of that football mentality that he's got, is going to be a real problem in the NBA.
Well, Naki, neither does the 30-point scores.
That's true.
They don't grow on trees either.
Actually, you know what? You know what?
Okay.
You know what? Now they do, because it's easier to score in the league than it ever was. And it's not just the NBA. Every rule in every sports league always goes to favor the offense, whether it's a wide receiver or a guy going to the hoop. It's just the way people want to see scoring. It's what sells tickets and it's what gets ratings. I'm going to suggest to you, though, that 30-point scorers now aren't what they used to be. You know, I think it's a lot easier to get there. Now, I mean, guys, it's a wondrous offensive talent, Beal is. I'm not minimizing that. I'm really, what I'm talking about more is organizationally. I think you have to make a decision about whether you want to be stuck in second gear. And that's not on Brad. He's not the reason why you're stuck in second gear. It's the guys around him. But you have to make the whole thing better. And I don't know how else you do it aside from trading the assets that you got.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know if you make your – obviously, you're not going to make yourself better by moving Brad. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to rebuild, tear it all down around him. Let him be the last domino to fall, or ultimately that doesn't fall.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Well, there's a lot going on with the draft here, obviously getting closer and closer. There are four guys that are locked in. It's appear to be locked in at the top of the draft. Cunningham, that you just mentioned, Linnell, and Jalen Green, who's – spent the year in the G League. Evan Mobley, center from USC, who's more of a perimeter player, sort of a stretch five as much as anything. And, of course, Jalen Suggs. But there are a whole host of players that, you know, sort of dot the landscape. And it's kind of striking to you. It's about this time, or in this last week, that the European guys become sort of the hot new girls at the dance. You know, they're the ones you don't really know. A little mysterious. Haven't seen him much, but damn.
First time out, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so you get guys from Spain and Australia, and that'll sort of dot the landscape here. And that's always interesting to me, because there's always a guy or two that's projected to be a top 10 pick, a Moses Moody-type player from Arkansas that all of a sudden is available at 15 for the Wiz. Or, you know, so, and it's largely because they've been knocked out of a spot by a guy that we really hadn't expected to be there, you know? So that's all part of the algebra, you know? And that's why, too, I've never been in a quote-unquote war room on a draft night. That's got to be awesome, right?
I know. The conversations are probably like...
Right? I mean, so you've got you're inundated with data. You got the metrics nerds who are also in there sweating you about who to pick. So you got all these things going on. You've got these old time scouts that just basically are looking at guys. You know, it's the eye test sort of a thing. And you know, ideally, you have sort of a healthy disagreement going on. And there's one guy who says, "You know what? Here's what we're going to do." You know, it's Kevin Costner in Draft Day. You know, it's But, you know, it's I just think it's such a great, cool concept. The only thing I would, and I know they do it for TV, I've always felt like there's too much time in between picks, particularly in football. But, and a lot of that is sort of to build up the drama and have the smart guys, the talking heads sort of talk about, you know, who should go next and that sort of a thing. And it's all part of the packaging for ESPN or whomever it is that has the broadcast rights. But, I like to put these guys under the gun as much as possible. You know, I think tonight, from what I understand, now we're flying blind here. Truth be told, we're flying blind here a little bit. We do not have Wi-Fi right now, currently, which is problematic. Forgot two guys doing a sports talk radio show where there's so much that's sort of pending out there and impending. And we're still waiting to hear on Max Scherzer, still waiting to hear on Russell Westbrook. And when those dominoes start to fall, I mean, it seems like they start to fall all around sports. Anthony Rizzo gets sent to the Yankees this afternoon. So you start to see these things play out, and hopefully we'll be able to keep track of these things in real time. Because like I said, we're flying blind a little bit, doing the best we can. I believe the NBA draft starts on ABC. I will effort to find ABC on the one TV that happens to be working here.
Yeah, we'll get that going here. But Ken Rosenthal, this is 6 minutes ago. By the way, for the listeners, I've got the Twitter up on the desktop, so I'm nice. Refreshing and getting updates live. Ken Rosenthal just tweeted out that the Dodgers are still in the mix as one of the clubs for Scherzer. That was 6 minutes ago, so yeah. Things are going down to the wire for Max.
Yeah, and you know the Dodgers right now, you know, have a little Giants envy out there. You know, I mean, the Dodgers aren't used to looking up at anybody. And the Padres, of course, the new kid on the block, kicking ass and taking names. So you don't want to lose a three-time Cy Young winner in a situation like that. But you know what? Let the bidding war continue. Just keep throwing guys at them. I don't have the research to know who the minor league stars and studs are. I can just tell you there's a lot of needs here for the hometown team.
They don't play here. I was about to say.
Right, right. And you've got not only do you have an aging team here, you've got a relatively depleted farm system, and you need to acquire talent. You need to acquire young talent. And this is a good starting point for this team. And much, again, it's kind of back to where we started. Sometimes when you're stuck in Middle Earth, and the last 18 months have been since that World Series championship, nothing to write home about for this team. Last year was not good. This entire season has been a struggle. At one point 3 weeks ago, you thought maybe there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and this week it was a train slamming that thing shut. So disappointing for the Nats, but you move on. The dogs bark and the caravan moves on. Hey, the name of the show is Overtime. I'm Chris Nockey. Linnell Willingham was with me. We come back, we'll take a look at a mock draft for the NBA. Now, 48 minutes away, NBA draft. Be back in a sec. Nice. It is Overtime. I'm Chris Nockey, taking you up to NBA draft night. That is barely 43 minutes away right now. And I'm joined by Linnell Willingham behind the glass. And Linnell, 43 minutes away means that there's some GMs that are on the clock right now because some of these trades have to happen before the draft. It is an absolute must. You know, I got a handful of mock drafts in front of me, and one of the things that they all have in common is they're not worth the paper that they're printed out on. And you know, there's so much smoke being blown by GMs and by scouts, and you know, these writers will call doing research. God bless them, they're doing their jobs, you know. But it's, you know, there are a lot of smoke screens out there. And yet, you know, one of the sort of the central needs of the hometown team here, the Wiz, is a shooter. They need guys. I mean, they were just an atrocious shooting team last year. Part of that was because, you know, Russ wasn't a great shooter, handling the point. But they need to get better. And see a number of mock drafts where all of them have basically the same theme to the Wizards pick. Not the same guy, but the same theme. Chris Duarte from Oregon is a guy who is interesting to me because the NBA routinely penalizes guys for age. And, you know, they love the 19, 20-year-old guys. Duarte's the oldest guy in the draft, 24 years old. But he would come here, and not only is he a good shooter, which is a need, but he's a polished, mature, you know, there's you don't know about any upside, but he's ready to help from day one. And obviously that's a need. Now, some of the other names that are thrown out there that are also very intriguing. Duarte's listed at 6'6". He might be 6'6". I don't know what he graded out at what he measured at the combine. Trey Murphy from UVA is a really interesting pick to me. Very good shooter. 6'9". Obviously, you know, can play a little while Duarte is more of a swing. Murphy's really more of your traditional forward. Keon Johnson, one of the great athletes in the draft from Tennessee, doesn't really have the shooting touch that the Wiz need, but he's an electric athlete. He could be available at that time. And one of the stars of the NCAA tournament, Davion Mitchell, could be available for this team at 15. And so now what you're looking at here too, what happens if you trade Russell Westbrook? That happens. You're sitting there without a point guard. Damn, Davion Mitchell's looking pretty damn good to you right now.
BPA,
right?
If he's there. I mean, best fit. Definitely.
You know, I'm looking at an SI draft here. They've got him, Davion Mitchell, going to the Warriors at 14. I don't see that considering, you know, obviously you got Steph there. And
it would feel redundant.
Feel a little bit redundant for sure. But, you know, some of the other guys that are thrown out there for the Wiz, Corey Kispert. Knockdown shooter from Gonzaga, didn't play well in the national championship game, but had a spectacular year, 18.5 points per game, the player of the year in that league, and really the most consistent player on that team until the last portion of the year when Suggs kind of took over things. I mentioned Moses Moody earlier. He's a young guy. So this, to me, is sort of the dichotomy here, okay? You've got, on the one hand, you're talking about Duarte, who's a finished, polished 24-year-old guy. And on the other hand, you got Moses Moody, who played 1 year at Arkansas. Compelling upside.
The physical traits are off the charts.
Off the charts. But do you bet on the come, so to speak? Do you bet on, I mean, so, and obviously some of this all depends on who else is available in there too. You know, so that's why these guys are getting paid what they're getting paid. Now, Moody is generally predicted to go a little bit higher than a guy like Duarte. But again, there's always a hot guy on the day of the draft. There's always a hot guy the week of the draft, a guy who climbs up the boards that you wouldn't necessarily expect to see. Now, you had specifically mentioned Trey Murphy yourself before we went on the air. And he's your guy?
I do like Trey Murphy a lot. I like his size and the combination of being able to shoot. He shot it, I think it was 42% a year ago. And what he offers on the wing as a defender, potentially, I'm going for the eye test guys tonight, I feel like, for Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and obviously they'd like a more polished player, but I think they're still in a position where there's some guys that are going to go tonight that have all NBA ceilings. And why not hit on those guys? Why not us be the team tonight to find the gem for the next 10 years?
So, on that point, there are a couple of international players that are projected to be top 10, top 12 picks. I mentioned one's from Australia, one's from Turkey. So this team has had very little luck with the international players. And I'll include Bertans in this too. I mean, in retrospect, you talk about overpaying. You got a look of disbelief.
Vesely's going to be on the D.C. Mount Rushmore when they make one.
Well, I saw a clip the other day of Satoransky to Vesely for, what is it, the Czech team, or who? I'm not sure. I think that's who they're playing for in the Olympics. You know, two two Mount Rushmore guys
like
here.
Stockton to Milan, but just the Czech version.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, does that mean, I mean, obviously it's a new administration, although Tommy did work at the right hand of Ernie forever. So are you a little gun shy on taking international players?
That would, it in my opinion, it's going to be really difficult for them to mess it up tonight just because you're adding talent. It's good. But if, no offense to the international guys, if at 15 they turn in their card and it's an international guy, I'm going to be upset.
Who outside of Denver, the Spurs, and Dallas has really hit on international guys over the past 10 years?
That would be Toronto, right, with Siakam.
Toronto's done a really good job.
You know?
OG?
OG Anunoby. But OG was an Indiana. I mean, he played at Indiana, so he did have a year of American college ball, you know? Yeah, I mean, it seems to me to be a lot more of a crapshoot. But again, those guys come in as sort of the mysterious guys of the draft. It's crazy how overanalyzed these college kids are. Every college game for every Power 5 program is on TV. So you get a chance. I mean, you start to pick these kids apart like you can't believe. And if you're scouting and you're considering paying these guys a gajillion dollars, then you really pick them apart and overanalyze. And so now the warts become bigger than warts. I mean, they're enormous. And it's crazy. It's a bit unfair because it's a bit unfair, but there's so much money involved. It almost has to be done. It's kind of the nature of the beast. So I don't know. And that's also why, too, you see so many of these teams have beefed up their international scouting staffs so that they make sure that they don't miss on guys like that. But there are two Europeans, or two non-Americans, I should say, that are listed in the top 10 of the draft by most boards. Generally speaking, you can count on three or four guys, international players, going in the first round. So it's kind of the par for the course here. So I just think that the way things have gone here, I would be floored. Even if one of those guys projected to be eighth or ninth, dropped to the Wiz at 15, if Davion Mitchell is there, it's a no-brainer. No-brainer. Ring him up. And that's why, too, we have to pay attention to what's going on with Westbrook. Because a deal with Westbrook creates a whole new scenario going into the war room tonight. So not only do you lose this, and you know what, by the way, I got to back up here one sec. I will never minimize what Russell Westbrook did in one half of a season. What he did in the second half of the season, well, it was Hercules. It was crazy what he did on force of will, you know, and the energy that he played with. And it was one of those things that didn't just galvanize a team. I thought it galvanized a town. I thought a lot of people got to loving the energy and the product that they saw. So I'm not minimizing that at all. I'm just saying, from an organization perspective, and you're trying to build something long-term, a trade like this is absolutely essential. And I know that there are people that feel different ways about him. This is a guy who really endeared himself. And he endeared himself. What's magical about it is he endeared himself over the second half of the season. Right? Because he was hurt a little bit early on.
The jury was out at first.
And he blew up. I mean, he totally blew up in the triple-double thing. And again, the triple-double thing, to me, it's not like a 30-point score. It's not like it was 25 years ago. I mean, I think sometimes, particularly the assists, are sort of given out like candy. But I mean, what he did, just the whole force of will, and just incredible. So I'm not minimizing that. Again, I'm just saying you got to move on. You got to get better. And if this trade happens, better happen in the next 33 minutes, because the Wiz need to know what to do here. Hey, the name of the show is Overtime. We got a special NBA draft edition going on. I'm Chris Nockey, back in a minute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.